And we are going somewhere today, and hopefully it's something fantastic. My name is Brian. Welcome to Clarity Radio. It is October the 5th, 2024, and let me check with my mechanical intuitive. Hey, Siri, what time is it?
It's 9:40 a.m.
Thank you. And hey, Siri, what is the date today? Great. And hey, Siri, how are you feeling?
Hi there. I feel good. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. Okay, let's get on with it. Everyone's good. Siri's good. The whole world, well, the whole world is not good, but at least Siri's good. So here we go. Again, my name is Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio. We have a very, very serious broadcast today. And I'm trying to lighten everything up before we start, but it's pretty intense. And I haven't done a radio show for a long time because the main reason was every time I would do a radio show, there's something that is called, yes, the dark side. And whatever I would say, I would think about, speak, I want to do, they would somehow sabotage everything. They would ruin everything. They would block it. They had the capabilities of doing this. And so I said, I'm not going to do any radio show until I feel comfortable that I can do it. So the Prince of Darkness, there is something called the Prince of Darkness. And there is something that's called the Light of Christ. There is God, and there is a heaven. And before I came into this matrix, before I landed on this planet in my mother's womb, I was in heaven, and I came from heaven. That's where I came. And I agreed to come to learn more and to help this planet out. And those with the pendulum, I'm asking you, confirm everything that I say. If I don't say anything correctly, please let me know. You've got my text, and just you cannot offend me. If I say something that's not correct, I need to know. And I don't think I'm gonna say anything today that's not correct. So having said that, there is an agreement in the spirit realms, the Prince of Darkness, myself, we stood before God, and we made an agreement. And the agreement is as of today, and there's a transition of power from the Prince of Darkness being transferred over to the light. And the light is in me. I'm the primary representative of the light. And Take Your Pendulum is the actual soul of Christ in me that was nailed to the cross. And that should be like spinning very, very, very fast. The answer being yes. So this gives me a lot of leeway. I have a lot of access to information that a lot of people would not normally have access to. That's why I'm a little bit different from most people, because I know everyone. There's not a single human being on this planet that I don't know. You know, I know every corporation. You know, I know every person who's sick with some disease. In a lot of cases, I know these people better than their own doctor knows. Particularly if it's to deal with mental illness, physical illness, whether it's diet or just chronic fear of whatever they have fear of, anxiety, depression. Within 5 minutes, I can say, this is why you're going through all this. And it has a lot to do with other incarnations. And unfortunately, through religion teaches us that this is our only incarnation. And so it's tough. It's tough even with me speaking. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to speak against me. And they're going to slander me. That's all right. They're going to slander me. And so a lot of people, they don't understand that we're in the matrix because we've got a spiritual debt that we have to deal with. And so a lot of people came to basically offset their spiritual debt by doing something good, by making a correction. So here's the deal now, and I have to warn everyone. If you speak against me, you falsely accuse me of something, you maliciously slander me, you have to know now that the rules have changed, because before you were able to do this, the Prince of Darkness allowed you to do this and allowed a lot of people to do a lot of bad things. Now that is, it's not going to be as of tomorrow. And it's actually being transferred as we speak. And I don't know how long the transfer is going to take. It may be done tomorrow. It may take 5 years. I don't know. But it started. And it means that the people who are slandering others, me, whoever, they're no longer protected by the Prince of Darkness. They're now accountable. And that means that whatever their karmic debt is for them to go through to come into this matrix, that karmic debt will be accelerated. They will go through it a lot quicker. And so I'm speaking with love. It's not a threat. Take the pendulum, verify what I'm saying is true. I'm not here to threaten anyone. And the whole thing is, people got to really understand that I'm here with love. I'm here to help people. I'm not here to harm anyone. And although, hey, listen, I've had 1,600 incarnations. Have I been abused big time in all my incarnations? Oh, big time. Absolutely big time. Big, big, big time. But I still come back, and I don't know why I keep coming back to be abused. It's again, and it's only the dark that is going to speak poorly against me. The light, whoever is of the light, you will not talk poorly. So when someone is speaking poorly against me publicly, they're dark. You just got to understand that's the deal. And take the pendulum and verify that's true. So only the dark will speak against me, because that's their job. That's their purpose. But that purpose was as of yesterday, but it's winding down today, tomorrow, the next day, whatever. When they continue, now they have accountability. The Prince of Darkness can no longer protect them. That's what I'm trying to say. And a lot of politicians were doing a lot of bad things around the world. They were protected by the Prince of Darkness. They're no longer going to be protected. Now it's going to get to the point where, including myself, we're all going to be accountable. We're all going to be accountable for what we say, what we do, what we think, how we respond. The list just goes on. And so the main point, what I'm trying to say is, do good. Don't harm anyone. Just be good. Okay? That's the message. Okay, so now we're going to continue. We're going to go right into the broadcast. So the last few broadcasts I've been talking about trying to meet with the President of the United States. And I wasn't able to do it. We tried. We tried very, very hard through Bill, his former driver, that Bill drove him all over the place prior to him, the president, being elected as president. And Bill, I love you. And thanks for all your hard work that we tried. But Bill, here's the good news. Everyone, here's the good news. So I mentioned that there was 6 healings plus 1, 7. 7 healings that the president needed, 7 healings. I had to spend at least 6 to 7 hours with him. And I had to lift something off him, because his ability to make sound decisions for the world was compromised in a big way. And he was held hostage. He was held hostage by the dark side. And so through negotiations with the Spiritual Council, with the Prince of Darkness, God, I was allowed to do a long-distance healing on the President of the United States. And I did that yesterday. And we lifted 6 plus 1, 7 astral bodies. We lifted 7 astral bodies. Astral bodies is another part of who we are. in addition to our spirit and our souls. The astral body basically has memory of some of our other incarnations. But the astral body is something very unique. We can have our astral body, and if we want to, we can throw our astral body on somebody and give them cancer. You can give a pet cancer. You can cause computer equipments to shut down. You can shut down a fridge. You can shut down a microwave. You can shut down a lot of things. But mostly you can cause people to do things that they would not normally do. So the astral bodies that the president of the United States had on him that he no longer has came from various world leaders. And it came from a very powerful religious leader. I'm not going to say who it is. You can figure it out on your own. You know who it is. But he's been set free. And the astral bodies basically was going to punish him, give him a stroke or something horrible, or harm his whole family if he did not take us into World War III. This was what was on him. And so that's been lifted. And so he is not compromised. The Vice President, Kamala Harris, is not compromised. And this is really, really fantastic news for the world, because he's not under any sort of threat whereby if he makes the right decision for the world, he's not going to be punished. And so now, as of today, he can start moving and making very sound decisions to take us into world peace and make sure that there is a ceasefire between Israel, Palestine, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, etc., all the people involved, and that we are taken towards peace between Russia and Ukraine. And what this requires, and because there's been changes too in this arena, Zelensky is now, he has to move us towards peace, same with Putin. Benjamin Netanyahu has to take us into peace. And when I say has to, it's mandatory. There is no options. When I say has to, I mean it's mandatory. They have to do it. And Canada has to play an important role. Very concerned with the politics in Canada. What can I say? The Special Council is not happy with the bickering and the fighting going on, and that Pierre Polyev has to work very closely with our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau, unfortunately, was attacked by the dark side. That's been most of his problems. And again, I say for everyone that listens to this, do not speak poorly against me. Do not speak maliciously. This is a very serious broadcast. And people who have to pen them verify that what I'm saying is true. And Justin Trudeau was compromised. He's no longer compromised. The Prince of Darkness will no longer go after any world leader. All the world leaders have been set free. That was one of the things that I negotiated in a different dimension. And for me to do and continue doing my work and travel the world and deliver a message, that I had to make sure that the Prince of Darkness would not attack any of the world leaders, and that the light would be allowed to move forward and try to bring peace to the world. And those who refuse to move in a direction that they have been told to do in a different dimension, they will get the thoughts. They will get the thoughts of what to do through what is called the crystal lattice. And the crystal lattice was predominantly controlled by the dark side. And so a lot of thoughts that was coming through to the human population on this planet was coming through the dark side. Now that is starting to unwind, and most of the thoughts that are coming through the crystal lattice is from the light from God. And so this is part of a 1,000-year transition. This is why this is happening now on today's date. If I did the broadcast yesterday, what I would be saying would not be exactly true. But today, we are moving forward towards 1,000 years of peace, and that God is going to help the politicians. And what's going to happen is that the politicians will get the thought of what to do on how to bring peace to the world and how to remove division within their own country. This is very, very important. There's too much division in Canada. This has to stop, but it's not the fault of the politicians, because they were misled through the dark side crystal lattice. Now that's going to cool off. So Pierre Polyev, the NDP leaders, Justin Trudeau, the Honorable Prime Minister, and all other members of Parliament, along with deputy ministers, you're going to get better thoughts. You're going to get better thoughts, and you're going to feel better about yourself, about this country. Same with the United States. It's going to change. Same with different parts of the world. The French leader has to play a role in bringing peace to the world, and in a big way, too. He will be guided, along with the leaders of Great Britain. So there's a lot of changes that's going to be going on, but these individuals are going to be the individuals that have to work with the President of the United States and bring peace to the world. And I will add, failure is not an option. Again, failure is not an option. Just think about it. And it can be done. We have no excuse now. And I thank God that the President of the United States has been freed from these astral bodies. And we're going to go to break right now. And I'm going to explain more about the astral bodies. But this is we're heading into the most serious times this year, next year, over the next 5 years, where we are to work together and not bring World War III to reality. Because we can do it now. We can actually do it. And it doesn't require us to have a new president that goes into office, the United States, and takes a seat and says, okay, I can end the war. We're just going to bomb. No. That was coming from the dark side. That's information coming from the dark side. Now it's like we can sit down, we can talk, we can negotiate, we can end the wars. And this is what we have to do. The state of Israel has a very, very important, and it's going to be challenging for them, because they're going to be dealing with their own core beliefs. And their own core beliefs, particularly through religion, is likely the number one reason why the Jewish people has been persecuted. Like, let me just ask Siri for a moment. Hang on for 1 second. Hey Siri, is Israel a good place to live?
Here's what I found from Wikipedia.org. It has the highest standards of living in the Middle East and is one of the most advanced and technological countries, with a population of nearly 10 million people. As of 2023, it has the world's 29th largest economy by nominal GDP and 18th by nominal GDP per capita.
Now that's pretty impressive, right? So let's work together and keep that. Israel, you don't want to lose that, because the direction you're heading, you're going to lose all that. But now you've got help. You can get real help. And all you have to do is listen. And listen, listen, listen. And know the important thing is that what you do from this moment on, that you are fully accountable. That's what you need to know. Before, you can go, you can drop a nuclear bomb, and you, Nothing would happen to you. But now you are fully accountable. Okay, so let's go to a break. And we're going to be right back after this beautiful song by an Irish group. I just love this song. So we're going to come right back. My name is Brian, and you are listening to Clarity Radio.
No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach us, what we believe is true. No matter what they call us, however they attack, no matter where they take us, we'll find our own way back. I can't deny what I believe. I can't be what I'm not. I know our love forever. I know no matter what. If only tears were laughter, if only night was day, if only prayers were answered, then we would hear God say. No matter what they tell you, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach you, what you believe is true. And I will keep you safe and strong, shelter from the storm, no matter where it's barren, a dream is being born.
That's all that matters to me.